Okay, girl, buckle up because today's tea is absolutely scorching. I've got celebrity drama, shocking reveals, festival fashion, and some mess that you are not ready for. I'm Tasha, and this is the Tea with Tasha. Let's dive in. Right, so first up, girl, are you sitting down? Because Sydney Sweeney might be our next James Bond, and I am literally screaming. Okay, so director Paul Feig, you know the man behind some absolute bangers, has come out publicly endorsing our blonde bombshell for the iconic 007 role. And listen, when I tell you the audacity of this suggestion, I mean it in the best possible way. Now, honey, we all know Sydney has been absolutely serving looks and talent left, right, and center. From Euphoria to The White Lotus to now The Housemaid, this girl has range, okay? But James Bond? Girl, that would be a complete game changer. We're talking about breaking decades of tradition here. And honestly, I'm kind of living for it. The source is saying that even just the rumor of being linked to 007 would bring notable level of prestige to Sydney's brand. And you know what? They're absolutely right. Bond is Bond, darling. It's not just a role, it's a cultural icon. It's luxury cars, exotic locations, designer suits. Well, in this case, maybe designer gowns. I'm already picturing Sydney in a stunning evening dress, sipping a martini, and taking down bad guys with those gorgeous blue eyes. But let's be real for a second. The Bond franchise has been very much a boys' club for what, 60 years? And while I absolutely live for the idea of Sydney breaking that glass ceiling, you know there's going to be some proper drama about this. The internet is probably already having meltdowns, and honestly, I'm here for all of it. What I love most about this, though, is that Paul Feig didn't just suggest any random actress. He specifically chose Sydney, and after working with her on The Housemaid, he clearly saw something special. When a director puts their reputation behind an endorsement like this, honey, that means something. Okay, so, moving on to our next bit of tea because, not me getting distracted by Coachella fashion already, and we're not even there yet. But seriously, girl, Coachella 2026 just happened in Indio, and let me tell you, the stars were out and about serving looks. We had Charli D'Amelio absolutely killing it. And you know what? Good for her. This girl went from TikTok dances in her bedroom to being a Coachella regular, and that glow up is just chef's kiss. Then we had Madeline Klein there looking absolutely gorgeous as always. Girl, ever since Outer Banks, she just cannot miss with her fashion choices, can she? And Alex Earle was there too, obviously serving those influencer vibes we all expect from her. Listen, I may not always understand the influencer game, but these girls know how to work a festival look. I'll give them that. What I find fascinating about Coachella, though, is how it's become less about the music and more about who's wearing what designer in the desert. Like, are we even talking about the performances anymore? Or are we just waiting to see who's going to have the most viral Instagram moment? The whole festival scene has become this massive fashion show where celebrities go to be photographed looking effortlessly cool while probably dying inside from the heat. But you know what? If I looked like these girls, I'd probably be doing the exact same thing. Now, girl, hold on to your hats because this next story has me absolutely gagged. Heather Locklear. Yes, the Heather Locklear is apparently dating Lorenzo Lamas. And when I tell you, I did not see this coming. Okay, so according to the tea that's been spilled, these two started getting cozy in late 2025. Which was just months after Heather split from her ex-fiancé, Chris Heiser. Now, I don't know about you, but when I heard Lorenzo Lamas, my mind immediately went straight back to the 80s and 90s. Falcon Crest, Renegade, this man was everywhere. The thing is, though, these two aren't exactly spring chickens, are they? And you know what? Good for them. Love doesn't have an expiration date, and if they're happy, then I'm happy for them. But also, the timing is quite interesting, isn't it? Moving on from a fiancé to dating someone new within months? Girl, that's some quick work. What's really got me thinking, though, is how do these people even meet? Like, are there special Hollywood events for celebrities of a certain era? Is there a WhatsApp group I don't know about? Because the logistics of how Heather Locklear and Lorenzo Lamas ended up in the same place at the same time, both single and ready to mingle. I need the full story. And can we talk about how both of these people have had their fair share of relationship drama over the years? Sometimes it feels like Hollywood is just one big recycling bin of romantic connections. Everyone's dated everyone, and eventually, you just start pairing up with whoever's available and age-appropriate. But honestly, if they're making each other happy, then more power to them. God knows they've both been through enough drama in their personal lives to deserve a bit of happiness. Right, so lastly, we need to talk about what's been happening in the workroom because, honey, season 18 of RuPaul's Drag Race just served us the All RuPaul A Perusa Smackdown, and I am living for this drama. Okay, so episode 15 brought back all the eliminated queens for what's basically a lip-sync battle royale, and you know that means the gloves are off. These queens came back with vengeance, honey, and they were not playing around. We're talking bracket-style tournament, full competition mode, and everyone fighting for their spot back in the competition. But here's where it gets spicy. Jane, don't apparently called out Sierra Mist, and girl, when I tell you the audacity. I mean, I live for a good Drag Race confrontation, but calling someone out during a comeback challenge? That takes some serious confidence. The thing about these comeback episodes is that the eliminated queens always come back hungrier than ever. They've had time to think about their mistakes, they've been watching from home, seeing everyone else continue without them, and they're ready to prove they deserve to be there. The energy is always completely different. And lip-sync battles? Girl, that's where these queens really get to show what they're made of. It's not about the looks anymore, it's not about the challenges. It's pure performance, pure charisma, and pure cunt. That's charisma, uniqueness, nerve, and talent, for those not in the know. I love that Drag Race keeps finding new ways to bring back eliminated queens, because let's be honest, some of the best TV moments happen when someone gets a second chance to prove themselves. The desperation, the determination, the drama, it's reality TV gold. What I'm really curious about, though, is how this Jane Don't and Ciara Mist situation is going to play out. Is this going to be one of those feuds that continues even after the show? Or are they going to hug it out and move on? Because, honey, drag queens know how to hold a grudge, but they also know how to put on a show. The lip-sync battles in these comeback episodes are always next level because these queens know it might be their last chance. They're pulling out every trick, every move, every piece of performance magic they've got. It's like watching gladiators, but with better wigs and more rhinestones. And that is all the tea I'm spilling today. From Sydney Sweeney potentially becoming our first female Bond to Coachella serving looks, Heather Locklear's surprising new romance, and the drama brewing in the Drag Race workroom. Honey, this week has been full of surprises. Make sure you come back tomorrow because you know there's always more drama brewing in Hollywood. I'm Tasha, and remember, the tea is always hot on this podcast. Bye, girl!